The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to take you all the way back in my time machine to the year 1998, because this is the year that a guy by the name of Tony Robbins published a book called Unlimited Power. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, everything that you experience is designed to showcase and show you success. All of the teaching principles at Lifestyles Unlimited are based off of the success of our mentors, the success of our members, the success of our operations consultants, the success of all the entities that are involved with the Lifestyles Unlimited modality. Now, it may not directly address real estate investing, but the principles contained within the book can certainly be applied to the real estate context. So why don't we do this? Why don't we get into some of the key concepts from Unlimited Power and talk about how they relate to real estate investing? Because this show is designed to help you become a success. This show is designed to help you understand that what you're doing now for retirement, it's either working or it's not. And if it's not working for you, what you need to do is you need to change what you're doing. What I suggest you do is become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited so that we can teach you all of the things that you need to know in order to be a successful real estate investor in the single family space and also in the multifamily space. And it doesn't matter which one you want to do. I mean, you could be like me and be involved in both aspects of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's totally up to you. It was totally up to me. But the point I'm trying to make is that everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is focused on your success. Now, Unlimited Power goes into a lot of discussion on mindset and belief systems. Robbins emphasizes the power of belief systems in shaping our actions and outcomes. And in the real estate context, having a mindset geared towards, now get these terms, okay, because these are important. Abundance, opportunity, and success can make a significant difference. Now, when it comes to the real estate investing aspect, when we look at it through the lens of Lifestyles Unlimited, we look at real estate and all the different markets of real estate with an abundance mentality. That means we believe that there's plenty of real estate to go around. There's plenty of real estate for you. There's plenty of real estate for me. I usually end my show by telling you that there's 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and there are. Now, I don't think all of them are actively engaged in real estate investing at any given time. And the reason for that is there are people that are like me that are passive investors that get engaged. They buy into their investment deals. They spend all of their available cash, and then they go into real estate poor syndrome, meaning they don't have any money available to buy into any real estate. So what they tend to do is they just kind of hang out on the sidelines, waiting for a deal to refinance or waiting for a deal to sell, which will reinvigorate them with cash. So those people aren't actively engaged in acquiring real estate, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's plenty of real estate to go around. There's plenty of real estate for you. There's plenty of real estate for me. There's plenty of real estate for the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And there's plenty of real estate for the people that aren't Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, the other thing that Robbins points out is this concept of opportunity. And I will tell you this, and I've said this on the show before, and I'm going to say it on today's show because it makes a very significant point. The deal of the century in real estate comes around at least once a week. You heard correctly. The deal of the century, meaning like the deal that should show up every 100 years. In the real estate markets, they come around at least once per week. Now, I talk about different types of deals that hit my desk, and I don't talk about every deal that hits my desk. And the reason for it is I would just bore you with deal flow, and I wouldn't be able to talk about some of the other concepts that I think are interesting to you. But at the end of the day, at the end of yesterday, I had three different real estate deals come into my inbox. One was a multifamily deal. Two were single family deals. And what those provided to me were opportunities to invest in real estate. And these opportunities have been pre-screened. In other words, they have been looked at through the eyes of a qualified real estate investor that understands what I do as a real estate investor. And then they send me information based on my purchasing criteria. And as a result of that, I can look at those deals and I can realize that there's opportunity there. Now, at the end of the day, all of these things dovetail into the concept of success. And again, success is the common denominator that we discuss when we're talking about all the opportunities that come from real estate. Do you believe in your ability to find profitable deals, negotiate effectively, and overcome challenges? Do you believe in your capability? If you don't believe in your capability to do that, you need Lifestyles Unlimited. It's as simple as that, because those are some of the core competencies that we instill into our members, and we instill those competencies into your mind when you attend what we call the 16-hour Financial Freedom Seminar. Now, the Financial Freedom Seminar is a course that every new Lifestyles Unlimited member takes. You can't pass go and collect $200 until you attend that course. But that course is designed to give you all the information you need to turn you loose on the real estate markets so that you can take advantage of the abundance, you can take advantage of the opportunity, and you can take advantage of the success provided by those real estate markets. Now, believing in your ability to find profitable deals, negotiate effectively, and overcome challenges will fuel your persistence and resilience in what is considered to be a very competitive real estate market. But let me take a step back and let me talk about that competitive real estate market. That competitive real estate market is only as competitive as the people that are engaged in it. And when there are people that think, well, real estate is not the place to be right now, what that allows for you and me to experience is a lack of competition in the marketplace. Now, many of the deals that come into my inbox, when I look at those deals, the only people I'm technically competing with are my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, because they see those types of deals too. But within the spirit of fairness in Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't compete with each other. We don't. We take advantage of a system that prevents us from competing with each other, because the last thing I want to do is I want to go find a single family house that maybe my buddy Bruce, who's also a Lifestyles Unlimited member, has found, and then we would compete against each other to bid up the price on that property. That makes no sense in anybody's mind. So one of us is given the opportunity to compete first for the asset. If we decide that we don't want the asset, then we give up our rights to compete for the asset, and the other one gets the opportunity. Now, sometimes, literally, that involves the drawing of a card from a deck of cards. Yeah, the highest card wins. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. I've seen that happen. But the end of the day, it's designed to create a random effect that prevents us from competing with each other. And it works very well within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Now, getting back to Tony Robbins in his book, Unlimited Power, one of the things that he does focus on in the book is the concept of goal setting and visualization. And I talk about that exact same context on my show. I talk about it ad nauseum. I probably bore the snot out of many of you when I go into my goal setting discussions, but I think goal setting is important. It's one of the questions that I tend to ask my guests when they come onto the show is what do you think about goal setting? And you know what the common answer tends to be? It's the first thing you need to do. It is the first thing you need to accomplish. And I think Robbins reinforces that argument in his book, Unlimited Power. Robbins stresses the importance of setting clear and compelling goals using visualization techniques to reinforce them. Apply this by setting specific targets for your real estate investing portfolio, such as the number of properties you want to acquire, the amount of passive income you aim to generate, or the value of the assets you want to accumulate. Then what you need to do is you need to visualize yourself achieving these goals regularly to maintain focus and motivation. Now, one of the things that I do is I have a little whiteboard that I keep in my office. I'd say the thing is like 2 feet by 3 feet, and I have it on an artist's easel. And what I do is I write my goals and my objectives out on that whiteboard. And by doing so, I am memorializing my goals and my objectives. Now, I keep the whiteboard up in my office, and look, I can look at it right now. I can see it right there in the corner of my eye. And what it does for me is it reinforces my goals and my objectives for me, because it's a visual representation of what I'm trying to acquire. And from time to time, I'll take a step back, I'll pause, and I'll say, have I acquired that yet? Yes or no. Have I acquired that yet? Yes or no. Have I achieved that? Yes or no. And if I've achieved that, if I've acquired that, then what I do is I update my goals and objectives on the fly. See, to me, goal setting is an ongoing and continuous exercise. It is something that you don't necessarily set in stone, but it's something that's, it's always a moving condition for you. At least it is for me. And by updating my goals and objectives on the fly, what it allows me to do is it allows me to reinforce what it is I'm trying to accomplish. And then if I do accomplish something, I give myself a little virtual pat on the back, and I can update my goals and objectives, and I can move forward. In his book, Unlimited Power, Robbins points out something involving resourcefulness and problem solving. So what do you think that might be? Well, Robbins advocates for resourcefulness as a key attribute for success. And remember, Lifestyles Unlimited, everything we do is designed to achieve success. And Robbins is kind of reinforcing the point. I think it's kind of interesting to point out that Lifestyles Unlimited was started at about the time Tony Robbins wrote his book, Unlimited Power. It goes to show that both of these entities, they've been around for a while. Lifestyles Unlimited has been doing what we've been doing for the past almost 35 years. We'll actually hit our 35th anniversary in September of this year. And I think that's testament to the power of what Lifestyles Unlimited does, not to make a reference to Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins. But I think I should, because I think the ideas and the concepts that Del Walmsley used to develop Lifestyles Unlimited, he may have gotten some of these concepts from reading Unlimited Power. And one of the reasons I'm bringing up the book Unlimited Power on today's show is because many of the concepts identified in this book mirror what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I think it's very, very cool that the two interact with each other as well as they do. Now, in real estate investing, challenges are inevitable, whether it's financing hurdles, market fluctuations, or property maintenance issues. But if you develop the ability to think creatively, find solutions that will help you navigate obstacles effectively, or just make relationships that you can fall back on so that when you do have a challenge that comes up, you have somebody on speed dial that you can call and get qualified information from, that helps you with the resourcefulness and the problem-solving aspect that Tony Robbins points out in his book. So let me give you an example. If traditional financing options are limited or they don't work for what you're trying to accomplish, explore alternate sources such as private lenders or hard money lenders or bridge financers or possibly even seller financing arrangements. When we come back from the break, I have more info on Unlimited Power. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so by reflecting on a book written by a gentleman by the name of Tony Robbins. The book is entitled Unlimited Power. So if you don't know anything about Tony Robbins, he is real big in the self-help field. He does a lot of seminars, at least he used to. I don't know if he's doing much of those anymore today. I mean, after all, the guy's like 64 years of age. He's probably made plenty of money doing the seminar game. And I'm guessing that Tony Robbins isn't too worried about retirement, even though he's not like me, he's not like Del Wamsley, he's not like the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited, he probably didn't achieve retirement based off of the passive income that comes from real estate. I'm guessing he's getting it from the passive income that comes from books and royalties and things doing what he used to do. But in his book, Unlimited Power, one of the key concepts that he points out is something referring to effective communication and influence. And Robbins teaches strategies for improving communication skills and influencing others positively. These skills are invaluable in real estate negotiations, where your ability to articulate your value proposition, understanding the needs of either the seller or the buyer, depending on what side of the equation you're on, and to build rapport can make or break deals. I'm here to tell you, I've seen it happen in the real estate context. If you don't know how to size up your competition, if you do not know how to argue your point effectively without being argumentative, you could put yourself in a position where you're not effective. And you need to practice something called active listening. You do. Active listening is a skill set that you need to develop. It's not necessarily a skill set that we teach in our 16-hour financial freedom seminar, but I will tell you this. The easiest way to practice active listening is to shut your mouth. Yeah, I'm serious. Shut your mouth, clear your mind out, and listen to what people are saying. Understand what they are saying. Understand why they are saying what they are saying to you, and absorb it. Make sure you ask insightful questions when you do open your mouth, and learn to emphasize with the perspectives of all parties involved in a transaction. Now, think about it. If you're on the buying side of real estate, and let's say you're looking to buy a single family house that's in, well, let's just call it like a hoarder house. Let's call it a house that is in disrepair. Let's call it something that, you know, isn't the nicest product on the market. You're going to look to get that property at a discounted rate because it's going to take some money to fix it up in order for it to command the appraisal values of a fixed up property. Now, what you don't want to do in the negotiation process is pick on that property, or more importantly, pick on the owner of the property. Make sure you understand that that owner of that property has that property, and for whatever reason, that property got to the condition it's in. But there is no reason for you to rub the condition of that property in the seller's face. Does that make sense? I mean, they're aware that the property has issues. They're aware that they cannot command full after repair value or appraisal value for that property because that property is not fixed up in the neighborhood. That property is a blight on the neighborhood. But at the end of the day, you don't need to put your boot on their neck and make them feel bad about it. What you're trying to do is you're trying to help them solve the problem that they have, which is selling the property. And you have to be respectful of their situation. You have to be respectful of, now think about it. The owner of that property may not have caused that property to go into disrepair. Maybe the owner of the property is somebody who inherited the property from somebody who passed away, and they're still feeling the effects of losing potentially a loved one that either lived in the property or owned the property, and now they have the property. So there's some emotional baggage that's tied to the property. Your job as the buyer in that particular situation is to acquire the property and to use effective communication and influence in order to achieve that. It's really the bottom line of what you need to do. And I will tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to learn how to do those types of things. You're going to learn from mentors. You're going to learn from operations consultants. You're going to learn from your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, because you're going to learn how to effectively communicate and how to apply the appropriate level of influence in all transactions that you do. Now, there's something else that Robbins brings up, and this is actually something we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's the concept of continuous learning and growth. Whether you are a real estate investor or you're aspiring to be a real estate investor, this show is designed to give you information that you can use so that you can learn, so that you can grow as a real estate investor. Now, the first thing that I think you need to be aware of, and you probably already are, you need to stay informed. Did you know that real estate markets are constantly evolving? And it's crucial to stay updated on industry trends, market conditions, local regulations, anything that could have an impact on what you are trying to accomplish as a real estate investor. And if you don't stay aware of what municipalities are in the process of doing, it doesn't take a lot of time to figure this stuff out. You can go to their websites, you can actually attend their city council meetings. But at the end of the day, you need to have a feeling for the pulse of what that community is doing. When's the last time you attended a city council meeting for the area where your principal residence is? And I don't care if you're renting, I don't care if you own it, that city councilman still represents you. When's the last time you went? Okay, I've proven my point, haven't I? I have proven my point. Another way you can stay informed, though, is you can follow industry publications, you can follow real estate blogs, or you can just continue to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, because we're going to give you information that maybe you didn't think about, but it's information you need in order to stay informed. You can also become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and attend our seminars, attend our workshops. We're always throwing information out there, information that you can use as a member, and it's designed to keep you informed. Now, another way that you can continually learn and grow as a real estate investor is to focus on networking. And if you build a strong network of real estate investors, real estate agents, brokers, contractors, and other professionals in the industry, networking can help provide insights and opportunities for collaboration and access to off-market deals. A lot of the deals that I talk about on the radio show, they are off-market deals that are brought to me by real estate agents that I've got a connection with them. I do. I have a connection with these people, and that's part of the reason they send me what they have available. And I look at those deals because, not necessarily that I'm looking to buy, but I look at those deals because it keeps me abridged of what is going on in the different marketplaces that I'm interested in. Have you ever noticed that I tend to share with you properties that are based in certain locations? Now, I'm not trying to steer you into buying assets in any of those locations. I'm just letting you know those are areas that I happen to be interested in. And I stay interested in those areas based on the networks that I have built amongst my fellow investors, my real estate agents, my brokers, my contractors, my other professionals that are in the industry. Now, one of the ways Lifestyles Unlimited helps you as the member is we have something called the Vendors Marketplace. And the Vendors Marketplace it's for every Lifestyles Unlimited member, doesn't matter what membership level you're at. And what that does for you is it gives you access to the different entities that are out there that you would ultimately put on your team. Now, I'm not saying that everybody on that vendor marketplace is a right fit for you. You still have to do your homework. You still have to interview these people, make sure that their goals and objectives align with your goals and objectives. Make sure that their business model works for your business model. If they don't, then don't use them. It's as simple as that. But the vendor marketplace gives you an opportunity to go to one place and find several hundred different entities that are out there that can help you build your business as well as your network. Now, education, I think, is the most important thing when it comes to continuous learning. And if you continuously educate yourself about different aspects of real estate investing, such as property valuation, financing options, property management, negotiation skills, I could go on and on about all the different things you could educate yourself on. So what you should consider doing is maybe taking a course. And I think the best course that you should consider taking is the Financial Freedom course that we offer to all of our members at Lifestyles Unlimited, because in 16 hours, we will give you the information that you need. Now, another thing you could do is you can obtain certification at Lifestyles Unlimited, especially in our multifamily track. That's a different level of membership that we offer. It's called the Preferred Investor Group. There are different certifications that are offered to our members. One is a passive investor certification, meaning you've taken the number of classes and put the amount of time in necessary to qualify as a certified passive investor. And that benefits you because it sets you apart from your other Lifestyles Unlimited members that maybe didn't choose to do that. Another path that you can follow is the lead investor certification. I actually have both of those certifications. I've got the passive investor certification and I have the lead investor certification. And what those certifications do for me is they indicate to my fellow members that I am highly educated. I am highly sophisticated. And that benefits me as a Lifestyles Unlimited member because there are people that will gravitate towards me because they want to network with me. Kind of cool, right? I think it's very cool. Now, one of the other ways you can continuously learn and grow is to find a mentor. I'm serious. You need to have a mentor on your team, and you need to find a mentor who has experience and success in real estate investing and can provide guidance, advice, support, and everything else that you need as you navigate your own investment journey. Now, if you learn from someone who has been there before, they can help you avoid costly mistakes and they can accelerate your growth. I think it is a huge, huge element to whatever it is you're trying to accomplish with real estate investing. Now, I have multiple mentors that I lean on. I've got mentors in the multifamily space that mentor me as I'm continuing my path to become a lead investor as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I also have a different mentor that I lean on as I'm looking at the passive investments that I continue to make. I have a different mentor that I use when I'm looking at my single family assets. Now, no mentor is better than any other mentor. They just happen to be specialized in different areas, which is why I lean on them for their expertise in the areas that they represent. There are other mentors that I talk to time because they have specific location information that I want to tap into. Not every mentor knows everything about every different marketplace in the United States. So you have mentors that can provide you that market data that you're looking for. And I think it's beneficial to your continuous learning and growth as a real estate investor. Now, one of the last things I want to share with you is something called reflection and evaluation. If you regularly reflect on your investment decisions, your successes, and even your failures, and use these experiences as opportunities for learning and growth, you will continuously evaluate your investment strategies and adjust them as needed to align with your goals and objectives. And it all comes back to goals and objectives, and it all comes back to the concept that I've been talking about on today's show, Unlimited Power, written by Tony Robbins in 1998. The book is about 26 years old, but the book will help you achieve success as a real estate investor. I suggest you go out and get a copy, whether you get a hard copy, whether you get an Audible book, I don't care what you get. Get a copy of Unlimited Power, read it, absorb it, understand it. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.